What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Danny B, and I'm back. This time, we're not doing an episode of Average Black Girl. We're going to switch this thing up, and we're going to head back to California living. So first, the first episode that I've ever put on Anchor was California Dreaming. California Dreaming didn't mean that I was dreaming to come to California. I've lived in California my whole life. So it was just a perspective of how California is and what we do out here and kind of how we live out here in California. So just to clarify, I just wanted to put that out there. So I am a Californian originally. I've been born, raised California my entire life. Never lived anywhere besides California. So with that being said, we're going to talk a little bit about Cali living today, okay? So it's technically winter time right now in California. It's January something, I think January 10th or so. And it's pretty much about 70, 80 degrees out here today. Sun shining. You could literally go to the beach, go for a swim, go for a skate, a bike ride, whatever you want to do right now, you could do it because the sun is out and it's shining. So I used to live in, I don't know if you're familiar with California, but I used to live in a city called Long Beach. Long Beach is literally by the beach. That's why it's called Long Beach. But it's literally by the beach, the ocean. There's boardwalks. Shoreline Village is a place where you can go to and you can kind of hang out. There's shops. There's restaurants. There's things you can hang out and do over there. Downtown Long Beach is not far from Shoreline, so you can go over there. You can shop. There's lots of outlets, food, movies, there's a Ferris wheel, there's all kinds of stuff, and they always do events downtown Long Beach by the Pike and Shoreline. So they always have little events. Maybe it'll be like Mardi Gras time or something. They might have a Mardi Gras event. They have beer fests. They have Christmas boats with lights and all kinds of things that you can do down there during the holiday season. But recently, we've moved from Long Beach to another city. I don't want to give you guys too much information, but it is still in California. So the city that we moved in is near, if you're familiar with California, like I said, is near Disneyland and Knott's Berry Farm. So it's kind of like a right in between of Disneyland and Knott's Berry Farm. So the biggest difference that I would say, number one, if you ain't black, then you probably ain't gonna understand what I'm talking about. But the biggest difference I would say moving from where I was to Orange County, that's where I am now, Orange County. So the biggest difference from moving from Long Beach, California to Orange County, California is black people, okay? That's the number one thing I'm gonna tell you. California is California, but different cities in California, you definitely gonna find a different seasoning all over the place. Some places only gonna have salt, some people gonna have pepper, some people gonna have seasoning salt, some people gonna have garlic salt. Long Beach is more of a place where you're gonna find seasoned salt. Seasoned salt, I would say, is a little bit of everything. So you're gonna have your regular salt, you might have your, well, I would say like a not seasoned salt, I would say like a all-purpose seasoning or something, where it might have a little bit of pepper, it might have a little bit of salt, a little bit of seasoned salt, a little bit of garlic, but you ain't just gonna have every bit of one thing, okay? So that's kind of what we're understanding and learning about being out here in Orange County, is that it's a little salty out here, and it ain't very much seasoned salt out here. You know what I'm talking about when I say seasoning salt. But or I could be seasoning salt or black pepper, whatever way you want to take it. But it's not very much of that going on out here. It's us and it's salty, okay? We the little spot of black pepper in a sea of salt. But so out here it's a lot different because the culture is different. I mean, there's not, you don't hear anybody like living in Long Beach, I would say, for example, A, like I said, we were right by the beach. B, it's more multicultural. Like I said, that's more of an all-purpose seasoning out there. That would be a more diverse area where you're going to see a little bit of everybody. So you're going to hear people playing different types of music. You're going to hear people speaking different languages or just talking in different tones. You might hear a black woman outside going crazy like, "Hey, bitch, da-da-da-da-da." And then you might hear a white woman outside saying, "Excuse me, do you know where I can find the grocery store?" Then you might hear a Hispanic person out there speaking Spanish. You might hear an Asian person. You might hear a Samoan person. You might hear a little bit of everybody while you're out there because there's everybody. You might hear rap music. You might hear Spanish music. You might hear country music. You will hear everything across the board. When I tell you I ain't heard a damn rap song since I've been in Orange County besides the ones that we listen to, that is what I mean. That's how much salt we sitting in, okay? Because it's not even like the people out here are like a little hip, you know what I'm saying? Or like got a little oomph to them. They're just uppity. They look at us like we're crazy, number one. Number two, there is a big Indian culture where we are right now, which is neither here nor there. I've never really been around very many Indians. There were a few of them where we used to live in Long Beach, but they were really, really cool. They worked at the store down the street, but they were all smooth as a fam, very open, very welcoming, very inviting. The ones that are out here, there's a big community of them, so it's a lot different than just being in a city where there's everybody and then you kind of just learn how to deal with everybody. So the Indians that we were dealing with out there were more used to seeing everybody and used to diversity. The ones out here are not very used to diversity. They're used to kind of seeing them and then they're used to seeing the other salty people around them. So, and I don't want to be rude by saying salty people because I don't mean that. I just don't want to keep saying white people because, you know, that sound a little crazy, even though I do have white people in my family. So I don't want to seem like I'm being like racist or rude or prejudiced or anything like that. So that's neither here nor there. But like I said, yeah, they're just used to kind of seeing them and the other people who are usually around them. So they don't see very many people that look like us, you know? So lately, the women, the Indian women, have been confused about me and my culture, I guess because I'm more lighter skinned and I have curlier hair. My hair isn't really like curly, but it is a little wavy. So if I throw a little water in it, it might, you know, sparkle a little bit and get a little curl to it. So for some reason, they've been kind of figuring out who I am and trying to understand what's going on with me. But my boyfriend is a black man. I mean, I'm black too, but he's not questionably anything else besides black. You're not gonna think that he's anything besides a black man. So for me, walking up and down the street with him all the time, people tend to look at us a little strangely. But finally, one day we were walking and one of the Indian women stopped me and she was so aggressive and asking me, Are you Indian? And I'm saying no. And she's like, okay, your face, you know? And I'm like, oh, okay, I wasn't really sure at the moment what she was trying to say to me. So then, you know, further as time went on, more of the Indian women in the building would kind of refer to me as like Indian or try to speak to me in, you know, their language and things like that. And they were starting to think that I was an Indian girl with a black man. So I think they didn't have They didn't like the fact that I was an Indian woman with a black man. So they would kind of, you know, like try to ask me, like, are you Indian or are you black? You know? And so I would kind of have to verify, hey, you know, I'm black. To me, I look black. It's everybody else, I'm going to assume I look black too. But I feel like for them, because they don't see very many black women, they probably aren't really sure. And because we kind of have the same type of jewelry and we kind of, you know, we damn sure don't dress the same, but I'm like, you know, the gold nose rings, the gold chains, the gold earrings and all those things, that's still very much Indian culture. So they probably look at those things and still kind of question whether I'm just a light-skinned black woman or if I'm an Indian woman. So that's been kind of interesting as well, because I've been trying to have it to like, kind of like not prove my blackness, but I'm just like, you know, like, don't give me a hard time because I'm not just messing up the culture. I think they're like, what are you doing out here in Orange County dating this black man? So I'm like trying to clear it up to them, like, nah, y'all, I'm black too. But it hasn't been anything like really weird or awkward or bad or anything. It's just been pretty interesting because I've never been referred to or asked by someone of that race if I was the same race as them, because I thought it would be pretty clear looking at me, but maybe not. But like I said, that hasn't been a problem. It's just been different. So just kind of figuring out where we stand and where we belong and what we do out here, because there's not very many things or places that you can do or go that you're going to see people that are familiar to you or see people that look like you, or that you can kind of, I guess, immediately feel like you have a connection with or you can kind of talk to. Usually when we go to places out here, they're kind of like, okay, you guys are over here, we're over here, and we're just gonna keep it like that because we're not really sure how to deal with you. It's like, automatically, we're like the ghetto people out here or something. And I don't know about you, but I know some ghetto people, and it ain't me, okay? Now, I get a little crazy. I might get a little, you know, snappy or hood or loud or whatever, but I have my ghetto moments. Obviously, we all do, but I can show them some ghetto folks if that's what they're looking for, because we ain't it, okay? But like I said, it's just been interesting trying to figure it all out. California is an amazing state. I love it out here. I will probably try living somewhere else at some point in my life, but right now I don't really see it, because even just moving over to another city has been like not traumatizing, but kind of like put a bitter taste in my mouth. I don't know if I'm ready for all that, because this has been too different for me. So just coming over 20 minutes from where I lived before, 20 minutes away from where I lived before, is definitely been a drastic difference in the people, the places, the how things are handled, the just even where we live. I mean, just the perspective of the people in the building that we live in, they are all kind of, they don't even speak to each other. They don't speak to each other in a positive or negative way. They act like they don't see each other. It's just like the weirdest thing in the world. But California is an amazing state to live in. It's an amazing state to come to. The main thing that you're going to have to think about when you come to California is your finances. Are you going to be able to afford it? Are you going to be able to maintain? And are you going to be able to not only afford it and maintain, but still be able to live a nice, comfortable life without having to be struggling or pinching for pennies or things like that? Now, Long Beach, like I said, I have no idea why we left, now that I keep on saying all this, because I'm like, look, Long Beach is this and it's that, and I'm out here stuck like a truck. But I'm going back, y'all. Don't even worry. But like I said, there's plenty of things to do. The biggest difference I would say between here and Long Beach as well is Long Beach, there's a lot of things to do if you don't want to spend money. So you can always go to the beach. You can go to Shoreline. There's a lot of things. There's 2nd Street. There's 4th Street. There's all types of things that you can walk around and do and just sightsee. You can sightsee. You can grab small little trinkets, or you can grab small little snacks and stuff, where you're not gonna like break the bank or, you know, like be pinching for pennies after that because you wanted to have a good time. Now out here in Orange County where we are, there is literally nothing to do unless you want to spend some money. Now for me, I'm not poor, I ain't broke. Obviously living in California, living in Orange County ain't cheap, so clearly, you know, we can handle it. But when I tell you, if you want to do something out here in Orange County, there is literally nothing that you're gonna do without spending money. You're gonna spend money to do everything you wanna do out here in Orange County. Whether it's, unless you wanna get up and just go to the park, you're gonna spend some money when you walk out the door, because there's nothing else to do. There's literally bars, there's Knott's Berry Farm, there's Disneyland, there's restaurants, there's lounges and stuff like that. But other than that, there's no just nature or any sort of just events that you can walk around and just be a part of and exist in, just so you can kind of soak up some energy and stuff. There's really nothing out here to do like that. You literally are going to leave here and, I mean, leave your house and spend money every single time. They're like, without a doubt, you're going to spend money. So that's the biggest difference as well, is number one, the diversity of the people, and number two, being able to enjoy yourself without spending money. So I don't have a big issue with living out here. My big issue is just those two things that I mentioned. I love my place. I love just trying something new, because this has been something very new for me. I've lived in Long Beach my entire life, so I haven't really had a chance to have a perspective on a different place to see how, you know, different people are in different cities. So this is a good thing for me to understand. Now I just know I want to go back. But California living is an amazing thing. Just make sure you got your finances up. I would say don't come out here if you don't know what you're doing and you don't know where you want to go or what you want to do. This ain't one of them type of cities. You can't just pack up and be like, I'm coming to California, unless you want to be staying in a damn shelter or something, because it's expensive out here. It's expensive, but if you were born and raised here, expensive is just normal to you. It's just what it is. Like, you're just gonna go to work, get your money, pay your rent and your bills, and you're gonna act like ain't nothing going on, because we don't know any better. We don't know anything else. We've never had, I mean, except for back in the day, like, we've never had cheap rent. We've never had rent where it's like, oh yeah, I could double this, I can have two of these. But that's why if you hear most Californian people talk about other places, and you'll say like, oh yeah, I'm paying $1,200 for a 3-bedroom house, most of the time you'll hear people from California say, oh, well, shoot, if I lived out there, I could have 2 houses, because we're used to paying double that amount of money for 1 bedroom. So while you have a 3-bedroom for $1,200, we're out here paying $1,200 for damn near a studio, a 1-bedroom, maybe not even really a 1-bedroom, because a 1-bedroom out here is more so about the 14 to 17 range, depending on what you're looking for. You might mess around and be looking at a $2,000 one bedroom apartment. But yeah, definitely about 1200, you looking at a studio. So that's why a lot of California people be like, oh, I could double that. I could have two or three houses if I lived out there. If I lived in Whoop Whoop, Texas, or whatever all these places are that have cheaper rent or, you know, cheaper fares for things. That is why we have the feelings that we have, because everything out here is hella expensive. We're just used to hustling and bustling to make it happen. So we ain't no better. We just don't know no better at the end of the day. But it's always sunshine. There's always something to do. You can hit a beach. You can hit whatever you want to, really. Like I said, it doesn't even have to be the beach. There are parks, there's nature centers, there's so many things that you can do. If you don't want to spend money, you can still enjoy yourself in California. You just gonna have to make sure you got somewhere to stay in California. That's about it. But it's a great place. There's lots of attractions. There's more cities out here than just the two that I've referred to. Long Beach and Orange County are not the only two cities. There's plenty of cities that you can go to out here. LA right now is probably not one of them that you wanna visit, because they tripping out there in LA. For some reason, they robbing everybody. They shooting everybody, even at the nice restaurants. So don't think you got to go to the hood part of LA for you to have to deal with the crazy people. The crazy people on Melrose, the crazy people on Hollywood Boulevard, the crazy people are all over the place. Now, Hollywood, if you've never been to California or you've never been to Hollywood, Hollywood is a fun place if you were not from California. If you're from California, Hollywood is not that big of a deal. Like, Hollywood is just like going to the park, because we're from here, so it's so accessible. Number one, for us, we can go there whenever we want to. Number two, 9 times out of 10, if you're from California, you've been to most of the clubs on Hollywood Boulevard or Sunset or whatever. Like, you've been around there, walked down the street, walked up and down the Hollywood Boulevard, seen the stars, you know, seen everything you could pretty much see, ran into celebrities. So it's not really that big of an attraction for people from California. But if you ain't from California, you might want to go visit Hollywood, because it's fun. You know, there's things to do, there's things to see. Sometimes you might run into you know, a few famous people. The TMZ bus is out there, so you can get on the TMZ bus and go explore and see what things are going on, and you might run into celebrities driving down the street and stuff like that. So there are some pretty fun things that you can do if you're not from here that aren't gonna bore you. If you're from here, like I said, 9 times out of 10, you've been there, done that, and you're kind of on to next things. You're traveling at this point to go somewhere else and have fun. But come out here, I would say hit Hollywood Boulevard. Just be careful, because you can run into some tricky characters on Hollywood Boulevard too. Melrose, you definitely can run into some tricky characters on Melrose. They over there robbing people at the restaurants and stuff. So don't just think because you're in a fancy area or you're with more higher class people that you don't have to worry about the crazy folks, because the crazy folks come out whenever they feel like coming out. But Hollywood, Melrose, let's see. What are some other things? Sunset, you can go down Sunset. You can also, I don't know, I can't really think of the other things that you can do right now, but there's so many things. Like I said, there's lots of nature centers. You can walk to the Hollywood sign. You can take a hike up there. There's always different rappers and models and all kinds of things. Hiking up to the Hollywood sign, for some reason, I cannot think about what the name of the dangling trail is right now. But if you're from California, you know what I'm talking about. But yeah, there's always people hiking up that trail with their pets or just with their friends or whatever. So you can run into the rapper, the Game, or whoever. There's so many people. Angela Simmons, all kinds of people run up and down that damn hill to go hike to the Hollywood sign and come back down. So you're 9 times out of 10, if you bring your phone, we'll be able to take a picture at least of the Hollywood sign, number one. Or, you know, if you get lucky, you might run into a celebrity or something on your way up or down. So yeah, California living, it's a thing. It's really, really cool, really, really fun. The weather's always really, really nice. Last week we had, a week and a half ago, we had like hella rain for some reason, which was not cool, and we aren't used to all that. Like, if we get rain out here, it's like 1 or 2 days at the most, maybe 3, but we ain't getting just no whole week and a half, 2 weeks of rain now. That was ridiculous. It was raining so much that it was just kind of like depressing, because I'm like, well, what do you do in this type of weather? We feel like we trapped out here. I know in other states, you guys just maneuver through the rain like it's nothing, because that's just your normal weather. But we're so used to the sun being out here, it's kind of like, if I can't just throw my sandals and my shorts on and go, then I don't know if I want to go. you're just gonna be trapped in the house because I ain't used to moving and shaking like that. I don't like being wet. I don't like having to go through muggy weather to get where I'm going. I hate driving in the rain. It's just a whole thing, okay? So that's one thing you can look forward to as well, is nice, beautiful weather for the majority of the year. And you don't have to worry about dealing with too much rain. Obviously, we do get some rain and we do get just drab, cold days, but it ain't that often. We love our sun out here. We enjoy it. And other than that, I just wanted to give you guys a little bit of perspective on California living. If you guys want to hear more about California, if you guys have specific things you want to know about California, or what I do specifically in California, then you go ahead and chime in and let me know about that. You can hit me in my DM, follow me on Instagram at Danielle_Monye, DanYelle_Monye. Follow us on YouTube as well. For some odd reason, for the past few days, we got so many new subscribers. We got like 15 to 20 new subscribers in the past 2 to 3 days out of nowhere. I don't know what we posted. I don't know what we did. But all of a sudden, we just had like a rush of subscribers. So if you want to go ahead and subscribe to our YouTube channel, that's J-A-Y and D-A-N-N-I and the letters L-B. J-A-Y and D-A-N-N-I-L-B. J and Danny L-B. That's our YouTube channel. We plan on uploading some more stuff this year, coming 2022. So if you want to know more about California living, that would be a really good place to go over and check out, because we do have adventures on there where we go do things. We go like exploring to different restaurants. We go exploring on, I don't know if you guys have this in your state, but we have little like moped type scooters and stuff that you can rent that they leave out on the sidewalk that you can just go grab and rent. Like, you don't go into the store. They're literally sitting out on the sidewalk at the light. I'm sure you guys have seen them before, but they're literally sitting out on the corners and you go, you pay for it, and you hop on the scooter and you ride wherever you want to, and you just pay for however long you ride the scooter. So we have blogs that were just kind of riding the scooters and going, checking out things downtown Long Beach, going to different shops and restaurants and doing different fun stuff. So if you want to know more about California living, that would definitely be a good place for you to go and check it out, because we do show a lot of things to do in, I guess not California, but a lot of things to do in Long Beach specifically, if you wanted to see what you can or can't do in Long Beach. And we also talk about, we also have a few videos about apartment hunting. So if you want to know how much an apartment would be or what they would look like, what size they would be for that price, go check out our YouTube channel, because we do have 2 apartment hunting videos on there. And actually, those are our 2 biggest viewed videos, because a lot of people want to see the price range and how much it costs to live in California. So we show you the apartments, we show you the neighborhoods, we show you how much it costs, we tell you how we feel about it, we tell you about the neighborhood. So go check it out if you want to see the real, real about how it is to live in California, because that'll really tell you about how much it's going to cost you for the space that you see and for the quality of the space that you're going to get for that price range as well. So please head over, J-A-Y and D-A-N-N-I-L-B on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe, like, leave a comment. We always comment back. I comment back to every comment, negative or positive. Make sure that you follow me on Instagram, and make sure you keep on listening to me here on Anchor, because I'm going to keep giving it to y'all. I told y'all 2022, I'm coming. I'm actually going to start uploading on here a lot more, because I know I've been slacking. So new uploads of, or new segments of The Average Black Girl coming soon. And if you guys want me to keep on touching on California living, like I said, I will do that. Just let me know and head over to my YouTube channel so you can get a better perspective on California living. So, in J-A-Y and D-A-N-N-I-L-B, J and Danny L-B, the and is the and sign. It's not the actual word A-N-D. It's the and sign. So, J and sign, D-A-N-N-I-L-B. So, not and. And if you find it, it'll be us two. I'm a short black girl. He's a taller black man. He'll have glasses on with a hat. That'll be us. So, if you find us, let us know. Subscribe. Like I said, leave a comment. I always comment back. Don't be shy, because your girl ain't shy. I'm going to comment back to you regardless, okay? And I'm gonna respond back with some love, whether you sit and hate or not. But thank y'all for listening. I appreciate y'all, and I will holla at y'all soon. Peace.